Welcome to the LinkedIn Branding Show by Michelle Squared, the podcast empowering entrepreneurs, experts, and small business owners to rise up and stand out as they build their personal and business brands on LinkedIn. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michelle B. Griffin.
And I'm the other half of Michelle Squared, Michelle J. Raymond. And Michelle, we are back with another actionable episode because last week's show, we were talking about dusting off your LinkedIn profile, giving your LinkedIn company page a bit of an overhaul, bringing everything up to date. But if we just do that and we don't take them for a spin, it's all been a waste of time. So let's talk about what do we do after we've done that kind of stuff.
Well, the sister to your profile is the presence. Ours, I like to say, the twin engines to really take off and win on LinkedIn. You're right, Michelle. You can have the most glorious, best optimized profile, but it's not going to get any traction unless you juice it up and get out there, have conversations. And look, we're not scaring you to say you have to post every day. There are some minimal things you can do on each side of what your goals are to just start having conversations. And that's what I really like to tell people when I work with my LinkedIn visibility clients. You're just getting out there. It's like talking at the water cooler or the cafeteria at work. You don't want to be seen as the person who shuts the door and never talks to a soul at work, right? So same thing, you know, you want to be a little social and find the right people to connect and talk with. But how do you take that, Michelle? Because I know it's a big part of what you teach as well.
Yeah, I have a slightly different analogy. It's like, we've just given your LinkedIn profile the Ferrari makeover and you're leaving it parked in the garage and you haven't taken it for a spin. We've got to go and drive that baby. That's where the real fun is. It's no good just locking it in that no one else can see it. You don't get to enjoy it. And there is a lot to enjoy about your time out on LinkedIn. I know it can feel scary. I know it can feel overwhelming. I know it probably at times feels like there's just so much going on and you want to go and run and hide. But realistically, if you have a goal and that's why you're on LinkedIn, you want to achieve something, yeah, we've got to take that baby out for a spin. So yeah, we've got slightly different analogies, but you know, one of my favorite things that I ever did in my life, just a side note here, is I got to take a Lamborghini for a spin around the racetrack in Las Vegas a number of years back.
Oh, wow.
And to drive it as fast as possible. It's one of my favorite lifetime experiences. And I think that's why that just resonates with me so much, is because you had the best of the best. You got to go out and take it for a drive. And that's what stuck with me. Not that I just got to see the car, not that the car was just sitting there, but actually taking it for a spin. So yeah, just a little side note where my analogy comes from.
Well, I want to take that analogy to a whole new level, because I know in Australia, you drive on the other side. So you were probably driving an American Lamborghini, which to me in your mind, like, that's so hard. You overcame that. And you have the best experience ever. So it's another perfect extension of that analogy, because you might say, it's hard. I don't want to do it. I don't want to drive in the wrong. But look, you're still talking about it. So we want to make LinkedIn fun for you.
Exactly. And going 200 miles per hour, one of my favorite experiences. And it just shows me that when it's the actions that we take that are the important piece of this puzzle. So the actions we took were to dust everything off last week. This week, it's about getting out there. Doesn't mean you need to go and create content every single day. I absolutely discourage that, although we all know Michelle Griffin's story where she did it every day for a year, but that's at the extreme level. Mm-hmm. For most people, I'm saying, just even if you currently are doing nothing and you're just watching what everyone else is doing, just start with a simple press the like button on someone else's post. You don't have to take huge steps. Like, nothing we do is, you know, here to force you into the deep end like I like to do. So start with a like. If you are someone that's comfortable doing a like, your job is to move up to the next level of writing a comment. If you're mm-hmm. someone that's comfortable with comments, you know what? Maybe you're going to hit repost and share your thoughts with mm-hmm. that repost. If you've done that, you know what's coming next, maybe your own post. And, you know, it's those baby steps, but there's steps forward that we're taking that action and starting to create that motion that I particularly encourage my clients, because I don't want them to just feel like they've got to go and just straight away mm-hmm. flick a switch and be good with this. Like, let's be real. It's not that easy.
It's not, because trust me, if you've read the book, you've heard me talk on the podcast, I sat on the sidelines for 9 months wanting to do this. And of course, then I was, you know, commenting and liking, but, you know, wasn't posting. And I know, depending on your goals, I had big goals and, you know, don't post every day. Like even now, I don't post every day, but start by what I say, giving yourself runway, giving yourself traction, warming up the algorithm, warming up your familiarity and your consistency. Because another thing I also see is, you know, I get on profiles and someone hadn't been inactive in a year or months. So you want to find a comfortable pace to take those baby steps, you know, take a baby step, and but don't come back. It's the analogy you use in the water. Don't go touch the water and then come back another week. Warm it up at a consistent pace that's right for you. And I teach a minimal viable presence part in the workshop I give because it's so important. There's so many amazing people who are ready to get out there. So another analogy, Michelle, is I like to think of LinkedIn as the world's biggest business conference. Like when, you know, when you went to social media marketing world, there's different breakout sessions. So I think it starts with the interest. Don't go wild in the feed. Don't go erratic. Have a strategy. So let's talk about that, Michelle, because you really cover that well.
Yeah, for me, I always encourage people to start with the people that you already know. Like there is no point if you are not active just trying to go, oh, I'm going to go and talk to some random strangers for fun because Michelle and Michelle said that that would be cool. And for me, I love that. You know, I don't have any problem speaking to randoms anywhere. You catch me at a bus stop, you catch me in a pool on vacation, like you're going to get me talking to anyone. But I know it's not like that for everyone else. So start with someone maybe that you used to work with that you haven't caught up with in a long time. Maybe you saw something in the feed that, you know, they became top of mind. Just send a message to someone. Maybe it's, you know, like a customer, or maybe it's a supplier, or maybe it's just someone that you're going, hey, I'm here on LinkedIn. Like it doesn't have to be thought leadership. It doesn't have to be next level, like creativity. It doesn't need to be anything. LinkedIn's about having those simple moments and conversations. So, you know, I think the episode, as much as I love driving Lamborghinis, like we all started with our L plates on our very first learner driver lesson. And from that perspective, we just have to start slow and then we work our way up to those things. And so, yeah, for me, just find what's manageable for you and go for it. For some of you, you're going to be like Michelle. You're going to like take the crazy challenge and start posting all the time. And that's totally fine as well. But I just want to give people a bit of breathing space that as much as we want you to take action, those actions don't have to be ginormous, because if you take those little ones and you keep building on it, after a 3 months, 6 months, a year, you're not going to recognize how far you've come. And I think that's what I'm really aware of right now, Michelle, is just how many of those first little steps got me to where I am today.
And then the comments lead to people, to connections. That's a whole nother subject in our story. But, you know, even if you don't want to be visible in the feed, Michelle, there's other nooks and crannies you can go really share insights. And that could be a LinkedIn event. You can show up at a LinkedIn audio event if that's an interesting topic for you. A LinkedIn live event on a strategic topic that you're interested in. Put some insights in there. People love when they're hosting these events to have commentary, people showing up, especially the LinkedIn Lives. LinkedIn newsletters. Go do a search in LinkedIn newsletters in your industry or topic. Creators love those inputs. And that's the thing. When you realize from the other side of things, the people who are putting out these posts, they really crave and appreciate your feedback. So they are welcoming you. They want you to comment. And the beautiful thing is, I find the commenting is such an area where you can really start showing yourself more. You know, posts are more vulnerable in public, but comments are kind of tucked underneath there. So it's a safe zone that I like to say to get your feet wet. It's a good starting place.
And I think LinkedIn audio rooms are one where you can go in and listen and see what other people are talking about. You don't have to put your hand up and do it. They're not recorded, so no one's ever going to know that you were there if you wanted to just go and chat. For some people, speaking is easier than writing, and so it might be a good place for you to start. Mm-hmm. Again, they're really welcoming places where, you know, if a room moderator is there, they're going to take care of you. They're not going to, it's not spaces where people are trolling each other and it's a free-for-all mm-hmm. conversation. It's actually a really safe space, which, you know, go in and listen. Maybe you want to participate in a couple come back later. Maybe you might put your hand up, go up on stage with a comment or a question, and then, you know, just keep trying these little things. You'll find your place and your way of doing these actions. For me, you know, I love having a photo of what I do and talking about the photo. It just makes life easy for me. But for others, the thought of putting a photo of yourself on LinkedIn could be your worst nightmare. You know, making a video, worst nightmare, you know, like all kinds of things. Find your thing. But it is not okay with us that you just hide and sit in the grandstands and watch everyone else play. Like that is, I'm not going to be a stand for that. I don't care how small the actions are. But my actionable tip is you have to get out of that grandstand and into the game.
Bravo. I love it. I absolutely applaud that. And I take a stand that you have a message, a story. You know, we need more how I do it, why I do it, all these more personal insight posts when you're ready for that, or even in a comment, you know, that's what we're craving, more human connection. So we need you out there. So I agree. We want to see you get off the sidelines. Look, I've been there too. I know it. Here's my actionable tip. If you don't want to do posts and comments, go look for newsletters, LinkedIn audio events, or LinkedIn lives. You can go in the search bar and just search for those there and just start participating in a conversation. That's LinkedIn's tagline, where business conversations happen. That's what the platform's for. The beauty of it is it's a very welcoming community place. You're going to just be embraced for the most part. I've never seen or been hated on, you know, and I think when you come with a give mentality, and people there feel just like you. So it's a very comforting place to know you're not alone. So that's it for our very short, actionable episode on the twin engines of First Profile last week, and today, the beautiful presence to rev up that engine. I love that analogy, Michelle.
I'm going to go and pretend I'm in that Lamborghini again, which was a ton of fun. I also got to drive the Aston Martin, which is the James Bond car, and yes, both were super fun. So again, you got to take the right car for the right job, but you know, ultimately, I just want people to start playing, get in there, and you know, you're going to be surprised the good that comes back to you just by being visible and not being hidden. And yeah, it's pretty exciting to think about. But if there's one person out there that you're thinking, yeah, okay, I think I can do this, but I don't know what action I'm going to take, and you know, our brains go into crazy places to keep us safe, here's what you can do. Your action that you're going to take, so if you're sitting in the grandstands, you are going to send a message to Michelle or I, doesn't matter, or both.
Or both.
You're just going to let us know that you listened to this podcast episode, and just let us know that this is your action that you're taking. Yes. We'll make it easy for you, right? We are cheering Absolutely. You on. You will not get too big a cheerleaders for you. I'm like a wannabe one. Michelle, were you a cheerleader at school? I feel like you probably were.
You know, the funny thing is all my friends were, but I was not. But I am.
Oh my God, I'm so wrong.
I know, but I can do a split to this day, and none of my friends could. So I probably should have been a cheerleader.
And I have seen that split in person, and she really can do it. So there's some fun facts about us. I'm a wannabe cheerleader. Michelle can do the splits, but and mention that, you know, we'll know that you listen to this episode. But, you know, just send us a message. Like, you will not, you know, find two people that are more here to support you. And that's what we do this show for. So take that action and go for it. I just want people to get active.
Put yourself out there. There's a reason why I close every episode with put yourself out there, right? So here we go. That's it for this week. So until then, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a business to grow, and people to impact. We'll catch you next week. Take care. Thanks for tuning in today. More people like you need to be out there on LinkedIn, building their personal and business brands. So we would be so honored if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review so we can create more impact with the power of two. That's it for this week. Till next time, connect with us on LinkedIn and keep putting yourself out there.